Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Lamar City Council this week approved service agreements worth over $1.4 million to the firm of Bolton & Mink Incorporated. The first provides design and bidding phase services for an industrial wastewater force main project. This project will isolate all industrial waste from Wells Ice Cream Plants and Kemp's to an industrial pretreatment facility. This facility is to be completed in May of 2027. The cost of this service, not to exceed $556,000, is to be repaid by Wells through a proposed wastewater services agreement. The second agreement is to provide design and bid services for construction of an industrial pretreatment facility. This facility will pretreat all waste from Wells and Kemp's. The cost of this professional services contract is not to exceed $874,000 and will be shared between the City of Lamar's, Wells, and Kemp's. The force main and pretreatment facility are phases 1 and 2 of waste treatment improvements planned for Lamar's. The third phase will be a new residential waste treatment facility. Attempts to keep Sioux City's warming shelter open have failed. The shelter will close on October 1st. Shelter Board Treasurer Joe Tidewell says they're making the announcement now to give other local agencies time to prepare to deal with the homeless.
The shelter during the wintertime houses on the average of about 100 men, women, and children per night. And last year, in the most severe blizzard, we had 151 people here in the shelter. And those people are going to now need to find another place.
He says the shelter has a $500,000 shortfall in funding for this year, and he says the Siouxland community in general has not supported the shelter. Tidewell says the shelter has been hurt by misinformation spread by the community, including the idea that the shelter is a magnet for homeless from other areas of the tri-state region. City leaders say they've spent $4 million this year trying to address a complicated issue. The final public meeting on the expansion of the Summit Carbon Solutions carbon capture pipeline expansion project is today. Farmer Dave Balder plans to attend the meeting in Buena Vista County, and he opposes the project.
This is a dangerous, profit-driven project, and I see it that it'll be obsolete before it even gets completed.
Balder lives a mile north of the Valero Renewable Fuels plant in Albert City. He has already granted easements on his property for two natural gas pipelines. He says those pipelines are projects that benefit the public, but the carbon pipeline does not. Summit Carbon Solutions scheduled public meetings in 23 counties as required by the Iowa Utilities Commission as it seeks to increase its nearly 700-mile carbon capture pipeline by 340 miles. Lawsuits have been filed by property owners, lawmakers, and the Sierra Club opposing the use of eminent domain to build the pipeline connecting 60 ethanol plants across five states. The latest Iowa drought monitor shows moderate drought conditions have returned to about 4.5% of the state. The rest of Iowa rated as abnormally dry. Just over half of Fremont County in southwest Iowa is considered to be in moderate drought, along with five counties in the northeast corner of state. Through Wednesday, rainfall in Iowa was about 4% of what is normal for September. And a study finds many Iowa parents stop using child seats and booster seats as their children grow, despite those seats being an important safety measure, plus it's the law. In Iowa, kids between 1 and 6 years old must be secured in a child restraint system, a safety seat or booster seat, not a seat belt, or the driver faces a fine. Brian Ortner, spokesman for AAA Iowa, says the study is based on 5 years of government crash data, and it reveals a concerning trend. Ortner said it found 93% of Iowa parents transition their children to an adult seat belt too soon, 24% transition their kids to a booster seat too soon. The study also found almost three-quarters of car seats that were inspected were not being used correctly or were improperly installed. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.